Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I am exhausted. Hey, it's Sunday. It's your daily comedy news. I'm your host, Johnny Mack. I'm recording this Friday around lunchtime. I'm honest with you guys. I like to record at least one of the weekend days so I can take a break. I have not recorded Saturday yet, but you heard that one yesterday. The reason I'm exhausted is because all that whole Jim Gaffigan stuff just happened, and I had to do a bonus episode and rip up Saturday's episode. But here's Sunday's episode for you. Trevor Noah spoke about the NBA players walking off the other night, and he said, "That's right, in an unprecedented move, the NBA had to postpone its playoff games after the players went on strike, which, don't get it twisted, is a really big deal. This blank is so radical, it makes Colin Kaepernick look moderate. Trevor, again, I bet right now someone out there is an old racist guy who's like, I miss the good old days when they would take a knee, but at least they'd show up for work. Good joke there, Trevor. And massive props to these athletes for using their platform to bring attention to what's happening in the streets, because when you think about it, sports doesn't stop for anything. So when sports does shut down, people take notice. Like, do you guys remember the time aliens landed on Earth? And yeah, of course you don't remember, because it was the playoffs. Trevor, I'm also glad this movement was started by the players and not by the league, because you know the league would have just put out a let's dunk on racism poster and called it a day. Yeah, pretty much. Are NBA players supposed to just shut up and dribble or literally fix racism all by themselves? Either way, it feels like America relies way too much on the athletes to do everything. They're supposed to play basketball, fix racism, sell cereal, and date all the Kardashians. And one more from Trevor. If we can have a rain delay, we sure as hell can have a police brutality delay. Trevor's been quite outspoken about Donald Trump, and he said, I told people 5 years ago, wait until he's telling you that you don't need to have an election. And people were like, this is America. It can't happen. We got checks and balances. Please understand, contrary to popular belief, Africa is not made up of savages. We do know how to write laws. But what we have learned is the right leaders at the right times can step in and use those laws in a very dangerous manner. As for going back to the studio with The Daily Show, he says, I'm in no rush. That's in part because of concern for his crew and staff. This was an article in The Variety. If I say we're going to go back to the studio, who's going to say no? I don't want to put them in a position where they feel like they have to say yes or they might be injured. He's also dismayed by what feels like a peculiar American urgency. I do not wish to make the same mistake America made, and that is rushing to go back to normal when nothing is normal. Trevor says he's quite comfortable doing the show these days. This comes from being a stand-up. The way I feel on stage is generally the way the audience is going to feel because I'm imbuing them with that energy. I want you to feel like I feel, so I need to be in the most comfortable space where I feel the most intimate with the lens. The spot in his home that he chose is the little nook where I read books and I play PlayStation and Xbox. This is my Trevor area, so it's like, welcome to me, essentially. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week. But like, it was good for me, you know? Yeah, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries. When he was hired, Comedy Central promoted the idea that Trevor would bring an international perspective to The Daily Show. That provided a convenient narrative for those wondering why they picked, you know, a guy nobody knew. and it served Noah poorly, says Variety. Trevor says, I fell into the trap of listening to what people were saying about what a worldview is. When people said he's going to bring a global perspective, I thought that meant I had to tell people about what's going on in Kashmir and what's going on in Mogadishu. Then I realized, no, a global perspective is not talking about what's happening around the globe. It's being shaped by the idea that we live together on the globe. And then I realized that I can talk about Donald Trump and I can explain to you why this man is like so many African dictators we've seen. Alonzo Bowden spoke to St. Louis Public Radio. He said, for the first 4 months of the shutdown, everything was being done virtually or through Zoom meetings, and it's a really weird way to do comedy. Even when I can hear them laughing, it's not the same as a live connection. I tell people it's the difference between playing Grand Theft Auto, the video game, and actually stealing a car and running away. That's a good line. So what's the future of sitcoms on TV? Deadline had a really interesting opinion piece. The writer wrote, I hear that Sony TV, which is behind the ABC comedy series The Goldbergs, has informally notified networks it will not be selling broadcast comedies in the current financial model, while Lionsgate TV independently has been contemplating a similar decision and may not be an active half-hour seller in broadcast this coming cycle. One industry insider said downstream economics have changed drastically. In TV, networks pay a negotiated per-episode license fee to studios that produce the shows. In broadcast, for the first four seasons, the license fee is significantly lower than the cost of producing a series. The studio covers the deficit, or, quote, deficit finances, unquote, incurring tens or even hundreds of millions in costs before it can start to recoup some of the money spent. Decades ago, once broadcast comedy series got to four seasons and crossed the 100-episode mark, studios could start raking in the profits. With rare exceptions today, things like Big Bang Theory or Modern Family, that scenario is largely a thing of the past. For their license fee, broadcast networks now not only want linear rights, but also stacking rights, originally limited to five episodes at a time. The broadcast networks over the past few years expanded their demands to full in-season stacking rights to all their series. The once hot basic cable and broadcast syndication markets for broadcast comedies have significantly weakened as local stations and cable networks are not buying like they used to. Meanwhile, with some exceptions, the international marketplace has not been very receptive to broadcast comedy. Pretty interesting. The fall TV lineup is going to look fascinating. I saw Star Trek Discovery, which is terrible Star Trek, is going to air on CBS proper after airing on All Access for a couple of years. They're running out of shows if they're putting that on CBS Thursday at 10 p.m., by the way. From Variety, Jerry Lewis comedy The Nutty Professor is getting a reboot. I don't know why, but sure, why not? You remember Jerry Lewis portrayed a nerdy college professor who concocted a potion that transformed him into a suave hipster named Buddy Love. You may also recall the Eddie Murphy version. That one grossed $274 million worldwide, and there was a sequel in 2000 called Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps. That's your comedy news for today. Hey, if you miss me, I host something called the Weekly Comedy Thing on the Live by Live app. It is spelled LiveXLive. If you're trying to search for it, make it one big word, LiveXLive. On there, you'll find streaming music stations and comedy stations, which I program. And the Weekly Comedy Thing is kind of like this in reverse, so the stories are much shorter. I can't spend 8 minutes on Jim Gaffigan tweets. I could just tell you, like, hey, Jim Gaffigan had some tweets. But on that show, I get to actually play Jim Gaffigan because of the way licensed comedy clips work. So we are licensed over there at Live by Live, and I can play some Gaffigan for you. And I did on this week's show. So the Weekly Comedy Thing, new episodes every Sunday. You should check that out. And if you want to just hear bits, free stations right there. I program them all. I hope you check that out. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow this podcast on Spotify, and you can subscribe to it, of course, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or as they say, wherever you get your shows. I am still exhausted. Like I said, I'm recording this Friday and this Gaffigan thing just happened. And wow. See you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.